Today I've been asked to speak on the subject of Snan Yatra. So to comply with that request, I have turned to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita to discuss Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath. And this verse is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, originating from Raghunath Das Goswami in his book Garanga Stava Kalpa Vriksha. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Kame Kanta Krishna Stradhitam Ehatang Lokaya Sakke. Tung Eveti Dwarajipam Abhivandanun Majeva. Dutanga chadastumpiyam iti taruktena drittatad. Bujanta garanga hridaya udayan mam madayati. Kvame kanta krishnas tari tang eha tang lokaya sakke. Tang eviti dwarajipam abhivadan unmadaiva. Dutanga chadrastum priyam iti taruk tena drittatad. Bujanta gaurango hridaya udayan mam madayati. Kvame kanta krishna staritam iha tam lokaya sakke. Tam eveti dwarajipam abhivadhanun madja eva. Drutanga chadrastum priyam iti taruktena drittatad. Bujanta garanga hridaya udayan mam madayati. Kwa, where, may, my, kanta, beloved, Krishna, Lord Krishna, twaritam, quickly, iha, here, tam, him, lokaya, show, sakke, O friend, tvam, you, eva, certainly, iti, thus, dwara adipam, the doorkeeper, abhivandan, requesting, unmada, a madman, eva, like, drutam, very quickly, gacha, come, drastum, to see, priyam, beloved, iti, thus, tat, of him, uktena, with the words, dhritta, caught, tat, his, bhujanta, end of the arm, gauranga, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hridaye, in my heart, udayan, rising, mam, me, madayati, maddens. My dear friend, the doorkeeper, where is Krishna, the Lord of my heart? Kindly show him to me quickly. With these words, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed the doorkeeper like a madman. The doorkeeper grasped his hand and replied very hastily, come, see your beloved. May that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rise within my heart and thus make me mad also. Om Gyanachananda Sagananjana Slakya Chakshumli Tamina Tasmai Sri Gurudeva Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Purutananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sri Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As I explained in the beginning, we have been requested to discuss Snanyatra. And so I'm turning to Chaitanya Charitamrita, to various sections where Kaviraj Goswami describes Lord Jagannath, particularly in relation to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Srila Prabhupada throughout gives very nice purports, of course, which I'll attempt to summarize. This particular verse that we've chanted is originating from Raghunath Das Goswami in his book Gauranga Stava Kalpa Vriksha. He's describing Lord Chaitanya entering the Jagannath temple and full of anticipation is Lord Chaitanya looking for his Prananath, Krishna in Vrindavan, the Lord of his life. We can read a few verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita, and then we'll discuss this Snanyatra as a build-up for a Rathayatra. One day, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to visit the temple of Lord Jagannath, the gatekeeper at the Singha Dwara approached him and offered respectful obeisances. The Lord asked him, where is Krishna, my life and soul? Please show me Krishna. Saying this, he caught the doorkeeper's hand. The doorkeeper replied, the son of Maharaj Nanda is here. Please come along with me, and I shall show you. Lord Chaitanya said to the doorman, you are my friend. Please show me where the Lord of my heart is. After the Lord said this, they both went to the place known as Jagamohan, where everyone views Lord Jagannath. Just see, the doorkeeper said, here is the best of the personalities of Godhead. From here you may see the Lord to the full satisfaction of your eyes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed behind the huge column called the Garuda Stambha and looked upon Lord Jagannath. But as he looked, he saw that Lord Jagannath had become Lord Krishna with his flute to his mouth. So this is the pastime that Raghunath Das Goswami has described in his book, Gauranga Stava Kalpa Vriksha. Let us discuss Lord Chaitanya in relation to Jagannath Dham, Jagannath Puri Dham, Jagannath Swami. Lord Chaitanya spent continuously the last 18 years of his appearance in this world in Jagannath Puri. And especially the last 12 years were deep ecstatic activities with his confidential devotees. The first 6 years were more public, Harinam Sankirtan in the Jagannath Mandir. One time Lord Chaitanya had four Sankirtan parties going in the area of the Jagannath Temple. And each party, each Sankirtan party thought, Lord Chaitanya is looking at our party. This is reminiscent of Vrindavan, where the cowherd boys would lunch with Krishna, and each cowherd boy would think, Krishna is looking at me while we're taking lunch. So, we could understand Jagannath Puri Dham and Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya in terms of Lord Chaitanya's seeing Jagannath as Jagannath, and also as seeing Jagannath as Lord Krishna himself. But first, let us focus upon Lord Chaitanya's first visit to the Jagannath Mandir to see Lord Jagannath. As you know, the first time when he arrived after taking sannyas, as soon as he saw Lord Jagannath, he collapsed unconscious to the ground. And that is where Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya found him and took him to his home. This is the beginning of Lord Chaitanya's Leela with Lord Jagannath in Jagannath Puri. The first vision of Jagannath, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu crashes to the ground unconscious. Now, this is a great lesson in how to properly see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is it that Lord Chaitanya saw? And what is it that we don't see? This is the great question. Lord Chaitanya saw with prema netra, the eyes of love of God. Therefore, he didn't simply see a wooden statue. He saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead and immediately fell unconscious with ecstasy to the ground. This is a lesson for us that our eyes are not revealing the full reality. Everyone is very proud of their vision. You have the expression, seeing is believing. But no one is seeing. Therefore, how can they understand? How can they believe? Our bhakti process begins by seeing with the ears. Through the sound vibration, you are able to perceive the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. First, you see with your ears. Later, you see with your eyes. But there's no deficiency in seeing with the ears. Lord Chaitanya is demonstrating the perfect use of the eyes. What happens when you truly see? When your hearing of Krishna becomes so intense that you can actually see Lord Jagannath properly. Why is this so difficult to understand? If any of you have studied biology at the university, you should know that if you look in a microscope at some slide of some microorganisms, unless you have been trained, you'll not recognize what you see. In other words, the microscope may be so powerful, and you can see so many tiny creatures, microorganisms, but without training, your eyes cannot pick out any meaningful patterns. You won't know what you're looking at. In other words, what is the use of eyes without training? Our bhakti process is so important for training people how to see God. So many people say, if there's God, show me, I want to see God. But who is interested in obtaining the proper qualifications to see God? This is demonstrated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As soon as he walks into the Jagannath temple, he collapses upon seeing Lord Jagannath. We can derive further lessons about the importance of Lord Jagannath for Lord Chaitanya in that as before he was leaving on his pilgrimage to South India for 6 years, he went and took permission from the Jagannath deities. First of all, the devotees were begging him not to go, especially Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. But He admitted, Lord Chaitanya, you're the independent supreme personality of Godhead. I know that you'll go, but at least please stay at my home for a few days. Well, Lord Chaitanya agreed to do that. And then, preparing to leave, Lord Chaitanya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya went to see Lord Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya is doing that to take permission from the deities. May I depart on my tour of South India? Now, it's interesting that right before he took permission from Lord Jagannath, he took permission from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Lord Chaitanya is a sannyasi, the crest jewel of the sannyas order. He's asking permission from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a householder with a wife and child living at home. In this way, Prabhupada explains in the purport, Lord Chaitanya is showing his complete egalitarianism on the spiritual platform. He asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, while you're worshipping Krishna in your home, please extend your blessings to me so that my preaching tour will be successful and I can return to Jagannath Puri. In other words, Lord Chaitanya is indicating, if the householder is properly situated, if the householder is properly engaged in keeping Krishna in the center of the home, that even a sannyasi asks blessings of a householder. It's very interesting how revolutionary and dynamic Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement is. So, the Bhattacharya gave his blessings, and they both went to the Jagannath temple, and Lord Chaitanya asked the deities for permission, and he received their permission in the way that immediately the pujaris came with garlands and prasad from the deities, indicating the permission of Lord Jagannath. And then Lord Chaitanya circumambulated the deities three times and departed on his way for South India. On his return, 6 years later, what did Lord Chaitanya do? The first thing, he visited Lord Jagannath. As he approached Jagannath Puri, along the same way that he had left 6 years ago, all the people that he had converted to chanting Hare Krishna on the way out, they had made spiritual advancement, so they were all waiting with great ecstasy to see Lord Chaitanya on his way back in to Jagannath Puri. And Lord Chaitanya sent his servant Krishnadas ahead to tell Nityananda Prabhu that he was arriving. As soon as Nityananda, Jagannanda, and other devotees heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was returning to Jagannath Puri Dham after 6 years of absence, they came to meet the Lord, not walking, but dancing in ecstasy, greeting the Lord in that way. And then the whole party then went to the Jagannath temple. And as soon as Lord Chaitanya saw Lord Jagannath, he erupted into ecstatic symptoms. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who had met Lord Chaitanya on the beach as they approached the Jagannath temple, he took Lord Chaitanya to his home for lunch. It's always very important in Vaishnava dealings, good prasad. And Chaitanya Leela will always teach you that. Chanting, dancing, ecstatic emotions, and prasad. Now, there's an example of someone who did not first see Lord Jagannath upon entering Jagannath Puri Dham. That is Ramananda Roy. You know that during Lord Chaitanya's tour of South India, he asked Ramananda Roy, come stay with me in Jagannath Puri Dham. And Ramananda Roy secured the permission of King Pratyaparudra, who was more than happy to relieve him of his government duties. In fact, he told Ramananda Roy, keep the same salary, retire at full salary. those of you who know something about the working world, you know, you don't retire with a full salary. But this is Prataparudra scheming to get Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Prataparudra told Ramanandaroy, what can I do? I'm so unfortunate. I can't get the darshan of Lord Chaitanya. Maybe in a future birth. And what did Ramanandaroy think? This is such a great devotee. If I only had a fraction of his love for Lord Chaitanya. So, Prataparudra told Ramanandaroy, you please retire, take a full salary. Please go to the association of Lord Chaitanya. So, Ramanandaroy, when he met Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri, they both embraced and cried in ecstatic love. This is also a great part of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the devotees embracing and crying in ecstatic love. It shows us that we don't really know what real emotions are about. Everyone wants to take their emotional state very seriously, their emotional fulfillment very seriously. It used to be just the ladies would talk like that. Now, the men also talking about that. You know. It's considered, you know, part of the holistic culture these days that the men are very much concerned with their emotions, whereas they were not so much interested before. So, what do we know about emotions unless we read Chaitanya Charitamrita? Have we ever seen devotees embracing, crying, ecstatic love? This is the standard of Krishna consciousness that Chaitanya Charitamrita is presenting. We're so fortunate that Srila Prabhupada made sure this book was completely published before his departure, and he definitely made sure it was done. As those here during that time can remember, like Archita Prabhu, others, Prabhupada definitely made sure that this book was being published. So, Ramanandaroy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced and cried in ecstatic love. Ramanandaroy told Lord Chaitanya about Prataparudra. He's a great devotee, this king. I wish I had a little sample of his devotion. And Lord Chaitanya told him, because the king appreciates you, a devotee, there's no doubt that very soon the Supreme Personality of Godhead will have mercy upon him. Because otherwise, Lord Chaitanya had firmly said, no way I'm seeing a king. Sarvabhauma Brahmacharya had presented his entreaty. Look, he's a king, but more than that, he's a great devotee. And Lord Chaitanya said, he may be a great devotee, but just because he's a king, everything is spoiled. Like a pot of milk that has had a touch of liquor in it. I don't want to go near him. So, Prataparudra's policy of satisfying the devotees of the Lord eventually is what prevailed. And so Lord Chaitanya hinted, he's served the devotee, he's pleased the devotee, he loves the devotees, therefore soon, without a doubt, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be merciful upon him. And that way Lord Chaitanya indicated, somehow or other, this king will get my mercy. After that, Lord Chaitanya said, oh, by the way, Ramanandaroy, did you visit first the temple of Lord Jagannath before coming to see me? And Ramanandaroy answered, no, I came to see you first. Why did you do that? What can I do? My legs are like chariots, and my heart is the chariot driver. So wherever the heart goes, the legs have to follow. In other words, my heart is with you, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, the legs had to come see you first. In this way, Ramanandaroy is indicating the ecstatic platform of pure devotional service. He didn't go to see Lord Jagannath. He went to see Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya said, why didn't you go see Lord Jagannath first? So then, after Ramanandaroy revealed that, Lord Chaitanya told him, okay, now go see Lord Jagannath. In this way, you can see the spontaneous love of Lord Chaitanya's associates. Sometimes, most of the time, the standards, the regulations of standard devotional life were followed, but not all the time. Sometimes the ecstatic love just became so intense that it seemed like regular activities in devotion were violated. But these so-called violations simply show the extent of Lord Chaitanya's, the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, their love for each other, their love for Lord Chaitanya. Now, from Jagannath Puri, so many wonderful devotees were sent out for devotional service. Lord Chaitanya dispatched Nityananda Prabhu to Bengal to preach. He dispatched Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis to Vrindavan to excavate the holy places and write books. There were three devotees who lived in Jagannath Puri who could not go to the Jagannath Mandir. Not simply Haridas Thakur, but also Rupa and Sanatan. They couldn't see the Jagannath deities. They considered themselves fallen Mohammedans by association. What to speak of Haridas Thakur, who was born in a Muslim family. They didn't go. But Lord Chaitanya, after visiting the Jagannath temple, every day would come to see those three. Specifically to Haridas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya told him, meditate on the chakra on top of the temple. That's as good as seeing the Jagannath deity. And that's what Haridas Thakur would do. He would meditate on the chakra on the temple. In this way, Lord Chaitanya is indicating that he didn't want to disturb the social formalities of the time, that persons of so-called low birth couldn't come to the Jagannath temple. At the same time, he's indicating, I personally will go to see these devotees. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, is personally going to see Haridas Thakur, Rupa, and Sanatan. Now, the Snan Yatra is sort of a transcendentally painful time in Jagannath Puri Dham amongst the associates of Lord Chaitanya. It's a joyous celebration, bathing the deities, but it means that for 15 days, Lord Jagannath's darshan will be missing. So, I would like that you start meditating on this reality. Those devotees of Lord Jagannath have a very difficult time in terms of transcendental emotions during this 15 days of separation. And certainly Lord Chaitanya and his devotees had transcendental unhappiness after Snan Yatra. So tonight you'll have your joyous ceremony, and then the separation begins. And according to your level of Krishna consciousness, you'll feel that separation to various degrees. After the 15 days are over, it's time for the Netrotsava, the festival of seeing the new eyes of Lord Jagannath. Because during the 2 weeks in which Lord Jagannath is off the altar, his transcendental body is being repainted. So then there's a festival when Lord Jagannath appears after being gone for 2 weeks. This festival happens early in the morning in Jagannath Puri. The Lord Chaitanya and his associates are so eager to see Lord Jagannath for the first time in 2 weeks. How eager are they? They violate the principles of deity worship. What do? They walk through the temple, but do not take darshan from the meeting hall area of the temple, the public darshan area. No, they go right on the altar. The doors are closed, and Lord Jagannath is receiving the bhoga. But Lord Chaitanya's associates go right onto the altar while the doors are closed. They're so eager to see Lord Jagannath for the first time in 2 weeks. This is a violation of deity worship, archana. Just like here in New Dwarka, if you try to go on the altar while Shishi Rukmini, Dwarkadesh, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, Shishi Gurantai are getting their offering, you'll be severely reprimanded. It won't happen. And the video cameras are there, and you'll be brought to the office, and your status here in New Dorka will be analyzed, rightfully so. But Lord Chaitanya and his associates, they're demonstrating, yes, for the general public, we follow the rules and regulations of sadhana. But look, we haven't seen Jagannath Swami for 15 days. So Mahaprabhu just went right onto the altar, even though the doors were closed and Lord Chaitanya was being offered bhoga. They just went right there and stood there, staring at Lord Jagannath. What did they see? You can remember this meditation. Especially today, you're not going to see Lord Jagannath for a while. So you should think, what is it that Mahaprabhu saw? He saw Lord Jagannath's eyes to be like blooming lotuses. He saw his neck. I don't know how many of you have ever thought to meditate on the neck of Lord Jagannath, but that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw. A shiny neck with a brilliant glow like sapphire gems. Lord Chaitanya also meditated on the chin of Lord Jagannath. How many of you thought to meditate on Lord Jagannath's chin? Generally the eyes are so captivating, but Lord Chaitanya was taking in the whole face, even the neck. Kaviraj Goswami describes Lord Chaitanya's eyes to be like bumblebees drinking the honey of the lotus eyes of Lord Jagannath. And there was no satiation to that drinking. Lord Jagannath has a mild smile that has a luster that emanates in waves of nectar. Charangamrita, waves of nectar are expanded just by the mild smile of Lord Jagannath. And this is what Lord Chaitanya and his associates would stare at. And the more they looked at Lord Jagannath's face, the more the thirst to look increased. I often explain that Krishna in his deity form is the only person you can just stare at, and he won't feel uncomfortable. You don't know any other person like that. Just try. You could be a householder. Just try to stare at your husband or wife hour after hour. The person will feel very uncomfortable, like, there's no one you can just stare at except the Archavigraha, the deity of the Lord. And this is what Mahaprabhu and his associates would do. They were on the altar just staring at Lord Jagannath, taking in the beauty of his face. And there's no satiation. In fact, the more they look, the more the thirst increases, the more the experience becomes fresher and fresher. This is seeing God. This went on until midday. It started early in the morning. They would just stare at Lord Jagannath. Finally, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told them, it's time for lunch. They took Lord Chaitanya to take lunch. And then, what happens the next day? The Panduvijaya ceremony, early in the morning, when Lord Jagannath and Subhadra and Baladeva are placed on the Ratyatra carts. So, the day before, on the Natrotsav day, the festival of seeing the eyes, already the Pujaris in Jagannath Puri are preparing heaps more prasad for the Ratyatra festival. So Lord Chaitanya knew tomorrow is Ratyatra. So with great anticipation, he and his associates, early in the morning of Ratyatra day, they went to see the Panduvijaya ceremony of taking Jagannath off the altar and putting him on the cart. By Prataparudra's official governmental arrangement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates could just go right to this ceremony. See, this is real government. The president of the country is concerned about the Jagannath Ratyatra. Don't worry, I'll give you devotees a special pass. you can see Lord Jagannath being taken off the altar. When will we have a president like that? So we can meditate on these wonderful festivals. Everything in relation to Krishna is a Nitya Mahotsava, eternal festival. As you progress in devotional life, you take these festivals more and more seriously. They become the mother of your devotion, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in Shuddha Bhakata Chalanarinu. The holy days become mothers of devotion for your creeper. So, these are not ordinary days. This is Snan Yatra, this bathing of Lord Jagannath. And then you won't see Lord Jagannath for some time. Try to understand Lord Chaitanya's mood in seeing Lord Jagannath. This is demonstrated by what happened on a particular visit. At home, in his room, the Gambira, where Lord Chaitanya would stay in solitude, aided by Rananda Roy and Shrup Damodar, there he would be lamenting in separation from Krishna, sometimes scratching the ground with his fingernails, crying, "Where is Krishna?" In this way, Lord Chaitanya is demonstrating the mood of the gopis in Vrindavan after Krishna left for Mathura. And then, gradually, that mood Lord Chaitanya demonstrated, that gopi bhava, changed into the most intense Radha bhava. Particularly, the mood of Srimati Radharani in separation from Krishna. When Uddhava came to Vrindavan, he found Srimati Radharani in a state of divyonmada, transcendental madness, talking to a bumblebee. So gradually Lord Chaitanya's mood, which was always the gopi bhava, transformed even into the most confidential Radha bhava. So this is what he was doing in his solitary residence given to him by King Pratyaparuja, the home of Kashi Mishra. He would pine away, "Where is Krishna? Where is my Prananatha, Lord of my life?" And then, after lamenting in this way, sometimes all night long, he would go see Lord Jagannath, and then his mood would change upon entering the temple in Lord Jagannath. Entering the temple of Lord Jagannath. He would see the Jagannath deities and think, "Now I'm in Kurukshetra." Just like the gopis, when they came to Kurukshetra, they thought, "Now we are seeing the Lord of our life, but not exactly. This is not the place. Let's take him back to Vrindavan." So this is what Lord Chaitanya would see, staring at Lord Jagannath. Sometimes he would feel he's in Kurukshetra, and he would have the mood of, "Krishna, let's go back to Vrindavan. Let's get away from all this opulence." And sometimes Lord Chaitanya would see Lord Jagannath as Sakshad Brajendra Nandana, directly Lord Krishna of Vrindavan. So his vision would change as his ecstasies would flow. One night, during the day, Lord Chaitanya was resting, and he began to dream that he was watching the Rasa dance. Krishna in the center playing his flute, the gopis dancing around him. Then his servant Govinda noticed Lord Chaitanya has been resting a long time, and he woke Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya realized, "I've just been dreaming. It was only a dream. I thought I was with Krishna and Vrindavan watching the Rasa Leela, but now I see it's only a dream." And he began to lament. Then he went to the Jagannath temple. And thousands of people were there to see Lord Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya went to his usual place near the Garuda Stambha. This is the column in which Lord Garuda, the carrier of the Lord, sits on top of this column, just like you have Garuda here. So outside the immediate hall of the Jagannath Puri temple is a Garuda stump. And there Lord Chaitanya would stare at Lord Jagannath. And sometimes his crying would fill a ditch right at the ground where the Garuda stump is. The ditch would be flowing with a stream which was created by the tears from Lord Chaitanya as he stared at Lord Jagannath. This is Jagannath Darshan. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showing you how to love the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he was watching Lord Jagannath taking the darshan, and all of a sudden, a woman, eager to see Lord Jagannath, climbed up on the Garuda Stambha, the column, by putting her foot on Lord Chaitanya's shoulder and then scrambling up the column which held Garuda. Govinda, the servant, was horrified. Oh, what an offense. It's bad enough she's climbing up on Garuda, the wing carrier of Vishnu, such a great devotee. She's climbing up on his column with her feet. Even worse, she's put her foot on the shoulder of Mahaprabhu. So Govinda told, get down, get down. What was Mahaprabhu's reaction? He was absorbed in the ecstasy of love of Krishna. He chastised Govinda. You uncivilized man, what are you doing? Look at the great fortune of this woman, how eager she is to see Lord Jagannath. If I only had a fraction of her eagerness, how successful my life would be. And Prabhupada explains in the purport how the woman was oblivious. She was so absorbed in wanting to see Lord Jagannath, she didn't realize what she was doing. She didn't realize that she was making these offenses. The Lord Chaitanya didn't accept any offense. He praised her eagerness. He told Govinda, his servant, her life, her mind, her senses are totally absorbed in Lord Jagannath. I wish I had such eagerness. And then Lord Chaitanya said, I pray to this woman that she'll bless me with the eagerness she has to see Lord Jagannath. Now, what was Lord Chaitanya seeing? He was seeing Brajendanandana, Krishna in Vrindavan. But when the woman stepped on his shoulder, she brought him back to external vision. And Lord Chaitanya saw Lord Jagannath with his sister Subhadra and Baladev, and he began to think, oh, I'm in Kurukshetra. What happened to Vrindavan? Where's the Lord of Vrindavan? And he began to lament in that way. I lost him. I had the Lord of Vrindavan. I lost him. He's gone. So in this way, sometimes Lord Chaitanya would see Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra in the mood of Kurukshetra. And sometimes he would directly see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brajendanandana Krishna, playing the flute. We can learn how to experience, to varying degrees, separation from Krishna, as opposed to always wanting to meet Krishna. Our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya is a separation Sampradaya. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's contribution. Better you focus on missing Krishna and doing your service than to focus upon when can I see Krishna. Just like the six Goswamis of Vrindavan never said, we have attained Krishna. They always said, we're missing Krishna. Where is he? They never said, now we have captured Krishna, everything's under control. No. As Prabhupada so eloquently said about the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, their mission was always unfulfilled. So you may ask yourself, what kind of movement is this in which the topmost personalities, the most perfect devotees, have an unfulfilled mission, a mission that's never fulfilled? This is the mystery of love of Krishna in separation. in which the devotees never feel that we have captured Krishna. Therefore, Srinivasacharya, in his song, prays Six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Shad Goswami Ashtakam. He sings, Hey Radhe, Braja Te Vike Chalalite, Hey Nanda Suno Kuta. Queen of Vrindavan, where are you? Son of Maharaj Nanda, where are you? Lalita, where are you? Are you on Govardhan Hill? Are you by the bank of the Jumna River? Where are you? This is the feeling of separation that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach. Prabhupada, he gave a very brilliant example to George Harrison about what is love of Krishna and separation. He said, you're experiencing the full heat of the sun, and then a cloud comes and covers the sun. Immediately you're feeling the absence of the sun. This is also a bhava or emotional state. Where did the sun go? The sun's gone. Similarly, you're feeling Krishna's presence, and then Krishna disappears, and you're caught up in an emotional state. Where is Krishna? What happened? Where is the Lord of Vrindavan? This is what Lord Chaitanya came to demonstrate. Prabhupada was so extraordinary, he could convey such an understanding with such a simple, deceptively simple example, using the sun. I remember at a George Harrison concert in Providence, Rhode Island, big arena of 21,000 persons, and George introduced a song, a simple song, I Miss You, Lord Krishna, Where Are You? So when the Sankirtan devotees heard him announce that, we knew exactly what to do. We immediately raced to our boxes of Krishna books, because we were inside the arena distributing, loaded up our hands with 50 Krishna trilogies each. And as soon as George finished the song, I Miss You, Lord Krishna, Where Are You? We just yelled in the aisles, Krishna book, Krishna book! And a stampede of persons charged us with money in their hands. I distributed 50 Krishna trilogies in 5 minutes. This is the power of Prabhupada's preaching. He conveyed a little bit of understanding to George Harrison of what love of God and separation is. And George wrote some songs. I Miss You, Lord Krishna, Where Are You, My Sweet Lord? And so it made it so easy for distributing books. I'll never forget that. I mean, people were charging me, pressing me against, my back was against the wall of the arena, and people were, 50 people in front of me with money in their hands, and grabbing the books out of my arms. It was an ecstatic feeling. So, this is the contribution of our particular sampradaya, the highest experience of God realization, love of Krishna and separation. And Lord Chaitanya demonstrated this. And his last years in Jagannath Puri became more and more intense, more and more private ecstasies. And you'll find all this described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And you'll begin to, year after year, enter more deeply into the mystery of Ratha Yatra, which Lord Chaitanya is inviting Krishna back to Vrindavan. Saita Parananatha, Lord of my life, let's go back. I've met once again the Lord of my life, but let's go somewhere else. This is, as you know, the inner meaning of Ratha Yatra. Sometimes when Lord Chaitanya would see Lord Jagannath, he wouldn't see Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. He would see Brajendra Nandana. And his five senses would be overwhelmed by the five attributes of Lord Krishna. This is Lord Chaitanya's experience in seeing Lord Jagannath. His nose would be overwhelmed by the fragrance of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. His ears would be overwhelmed by the sound of Lord Krishna's flute and singing. His sense of touch would be overwhelmed by the touch of Krishna's body. His eyes would be overwhelmed by the form of Lord Krishna. In this way, all five senses, Kaviraj Goswami explained, were engaged in a tug of war for attention, and the result is that Lord Chaitanya would collapse unconscious. We can think about all these things on Snan Yatra, and please bear in mind that you'll be feeling some degree at least of separation from Lord Jagannath. And you can begin to think about how Lord Chaitanya and his associates would feel. And Kaviraja Goswami's recommendation is, you hear about these things with faith and love, and one day you'll get the prema dana. One day we'll get it, the treasure of love of Krishna, just by hearing these things with faith and love. Otherwise, Kaviraja Goswami agrees, even Brahma can't understand these things. This ocean of ecstasy that Lord Chaitanya is demonstrating, Brahma has a hard time doing it. But if you listen and hear from the authorized parampara source, then gradually you can understand. What are you hearing about? You're hearing about Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic emotions, his ecstatic love, and just by hearing about that, in the mood of devotional service, active devotional service, you'll be able gradually to taste a little bit of that. This is the great heritage, the great gift that Srila Prabhupada has established in our Krishna conscious society. And gradually the goal is achieved. Krishna consciousness is a lifetime career. And if we just take it in that way and apply ourselves diligently in our devotional service year after year, the result does come. Without a doubt. So, let us now begin to consider that we'll be missing Lord Jagannath for some time. And remember how Lord Chaitanya would see Lord Jagannath. We can see through parampara. In other words, we're seeing through Prabhupada's presentation of Kaviraja Goswami's presentation of Lord Chaitanya's seeing of Lord Jagannath. That's authorized seeing. Seeing by following in the footsteps of the appropriate authorities. And then we're very safe. Any questions? Yes.
The whole mood of the Rath Yatra is bringing Krishna from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. But when this pastime actually took place, they weren't actually able to bring Krishna to Vrindavan. He went back to Dwarka, so how's that? When this pastime actually took place, the gopis and the residents of Vrindavan went to Kurukshetra, and they wanted to bring Krishna back, but he didn't go back. But the whole mood of the Rath Yatra is bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. So, but it didn't actually happen, so...
What do you mean, didn't actually happen?
Well, Krishna didn't go back to Vrindavan. They wanted him to go back to Vrindavan.
Are you sure? What do you say, Maharaj? We don't want to hear that Krishna didn't go back to Vrindavan.
In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, the Gundicha temple represents Vrindavan. So when Lord Chaitanya arrives at Gundicha, that's the same thing as his arriving in Vrindavan.
Thank you. Yes, Archana Prabhu.
Maharaj, you spoke earlier about Lord Chaitanya requesting blessings from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and also indicating you would like to have the blessing of that eager woman in the temple.
Yes.
But sometimes in our movement, devotees get a little bit upset when one devotee asks another devotee for blessings. They say, well, this is apasampradaya. Only the spiritual master and Krishna can give blessings. You can't ask an ordinary devotee for blessings. So what do you have to say on that subject?
We're followers of Mahaprabhu. He's demonstrating what to do. Therefore, he asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who is a householder in full Krishna consciousness, who had Krishna in the center of his home, he asked for blessings. But for Krishna Das, his brahmana who went astray during his tour of South India. He banished him as soon as he got back to Jaunpuri. I don't want to see him anymore. Get him out of here. Mm-hmm. So Lord Chaitanya was into pure Krishna consciousness, not into just designations. We should follow Lord Chaitanya in that way. At the same time, we should understand our humble position and not imitate behavior that is beyond our level of attainment in Krishna consciousness. That's why Prabhupada always told us, why don't you, when you think about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, think about his saying, my guru called me a fool. Why don't you think about that? My guru more murka deki karilo shasan. My spiritual master told me I was a fool and I should just chant Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada asked us to meditate on that aspect of Chaitanya Leela also. But sometimes that part's forgotten. Anything else? Thank you very much. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.